Welcome back to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, here to talk about the NFC playoff picture. Paul, we've been doing this for a few weeks now. Mm-hmm. The picture is becoming simpler. Look at all of these teams. There were like 7 or 8 teams when we started talking about this, but it's been reduced to 3. A couple of them in the NFC East, which is a division that remains in flux. A big game this Saturday night between the Redskins and the Eagles, Paul. If the Redskins win that game, they clinch the East and will basically solidify the 4th seed. Coming out of that division, which team from the East scares you the most?
Well, as we've mentioned here before at Vikings.com, there aren't many from the East that scare me. I mean, it's a division that was swept by the Atlanta Falcons, and we saw what the Vikings did against the Falcons, and quite honestly, I don't think the Falcons are going to make the playoffs. But the quarterback for this team, Kirk Cousins, has the highest completion percentage of any full-time quarterback in the National Football League at 69. So Cousins and DeSean Jackson have a little something going on right now that's pretty good, but really, none of those teams scare me.
A really fun game this weekend on the NFL calendar, besides the Vikings-Giants game, is the game between these two teams. They play each other. Now, this is interesting, Paul, because if the Packers win this game against Arizona, there's a shot that Green Bay is not just playing for the division. They could be playing for a first-round bye in Week 17 when they play us. Which team has a better home field advantage and would benefit most from being the second seed?
That's a great question. You know, Arizona looked really good against Philadelphia and was very beatable against us. In watching back Green Bay and Oakland, I still think Green Bay's offense, despite Mr. McCarthy calling the plays, is a little bit of a work in progress. They could not run the ball against Oakland. Lambeau, obviously, is a very difficult place to win, but Arizona's not easy either. So I don't want to take the gray area way out. I think it's very 50-50-ish. Aaron Rodgers has done things at a pretty high level where Carson Palmer really has not gotten that far, so I'd say Green Bay by that much.
All right, Arizona, regardless of what happens to them, second seed or third seed, you see right here, they are the NFC West champions. So even if they lose out, they're going to win that division. That basically locks the Seahawks there with the 5th seed. They play the St. Louis Rams this week, and they close at Arizona. So that leads us to what we really want to talk about. That's the Vikings and the Packers. There is a legitimate battle, Paul, for the NFC North right now. And if things fall the right way in Week 17, meaning the Vikings beat this team, the New York Giants, we have a Week 17 game against the Packers where the winner will win the division. That would be a lot of fun.
Well, whether Odell Beckham Jr. plays or doesn't play, and no matter what the implications are on Sunday night, I've liked the Vikings to beat the New York Giants pretty much since the schedules were released. I think the Vikings are better, and I think they will prove it on Sunday night, and they will improve to 10 victories. So I do believe there is a legitimate chance January 3rd at Lambeau Field, the Vikings will be playing for their first division title since 2009.
Take a look at the small picture to close. For the Vikings to clinch, it's very simple, Paul. You need this team right here to lose one of its final two games, and you get in.
All right.
This team right here, you need them to win one of its final two games.
Let's go 12s.
And the Vikings are in. We get to cheer for the Seahawks. That doesn't happen very often. And then, of course, if the Vikings can win one of their last two games, they are in. So the likelihood is there for the Vikings to make the playoffs this season. That's very cool. We haven't made the playoffs since 2012. You have to think that Mike Zimmer and company would be very happy to make the playoffs, but not satisfied just there. They want to win a playoff game, don't they?
You know, a lot of fans were super interested in all the playoff scenarios after the Vikings throttled the Chicago Bears. I never really was as much into that as everybody else, simply because I know the grand prize, at least for now, is beating the Giants and beating Green Bay to win the division. And I want to see the Vikings win the division. I don't care if they, I don't care who they play in the first round. We haven't been to the playoffs, like Wobby said, since 2012. We haven't won the division since 2009. So like head coach Mike Zimmer likes to preach, let's hang a division-winning banner in the field house here at Winter Park and move on from there.
There's your NFC playoff picture, including Vikings clinching scenarios for this weekend. It basically comes down to winning, and you're in for the Vikings. Vikings and Giants, Sunday Night Football this week. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, where Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call.